Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the Never Peak Project Podcast. I am your host, your California Coastside Cowboy Coach, Ranger of Within Range Coaching, and in today's episode, we're going to be talking a little bit about Vision 2 Vegetables, my 10-year plan to start a regenerative coastside farm. We're going to be going through my ideas, how I plan to make it all happen pretty quickly, but this is just kind of a beginning and a way for me to start getting all my ideas out and see if there's any way for my audience to help and support in this mission. I really appreciate it, but we're going to go ahead and just get right into it. My overall vision for this farm, which the name, I'm going to keep it up on in the brain for a little bit because I think it has a really good name, but the whole point is that this farm is a vibrant, active, and inspiring hub where personal transformation and regenerative agriculture really do intersect. It's a working model for how we can heal our land, our community, and ourselves by blending hands-on agricultural education with deep introspective coaching to create a wow experience that reconnects people to the source of their food and the root of their purpose. That is really what I want to create. It's a working farm where we have greenhouses, hoop houses, field crops, livestock, chickens, goats, sheep. The whole idea is that it's a working farm, but that is the setting for transformative, life-changing work. I would be doing my own workshops there, having some retreats for folks over in the Silicon Valley to come out to the land, get their hands dirty, get away from the screens, and get out into the soil and really see what's going on, be more grounded, while also being able to rent out portions of the land to other leaders or retreat hosts, people in the wellness industry. Like, I want to be able to check people in on a Friday morning or Saturday morning, afternoon, whatever, that own the local yoga studio and say, hey, you're going to go have the West Wing fire pit for your morning yoga setup. Or the sound bath person is going to have the Eastern pond. And then the ecotherapy person is going to have the back 10 acres to do their walk. Like, I really think that that would be a really, really cool way to bring people back to the land, really in a format and a landscape setting that is based around nature. And I think that agriculture really is the best way to talk about transformation and help people understand that they are able to make these connections and make changes in their lives. Because I feel like a lot of people think that agriculture really is man versus nature. But really, I think that the model is man with nature. We're working with these systems. It's taking that integrated approach, whether it's in pest management or interplanting, intercropping, and saying we are going to all work together to create this common goal where we give back to the soil, increasing soil organic matter, producing more microbes in the soil, while also feeding our families. And I think that that is really, really a way to communicate how we as a society are kind of moving towards, where it's very much this churn and burn model, work yourself into the ground until you're burnt out and you don't know which way is up. I feel like I've heard that a lot with people in tech or in business, especially over here in San Mateo area. And I think that just really focusing on that regenerative model for yourself as a person is what's going to keep people moving forward and creating even more opportunity and just possibility all over across industries. And that's really what I want to create with this farm that I want to start. So how are we going to make it happen? The way that I want to really focus in on for the next year or two is really diving deep on my programming for Within Range Coaching, getting more clear on the podcast that I am hosting, as well as getting some more hands-on experience with farming and ag again. So with Within Range Coaching, the core services that I offer right now are one-to-one life coaching, where I help people, whether you are an entrepreneur, you work for someone, you work for yourself, but you're having, you know, internal conflict with yourself. I call it wearing a tutu. You know, I'm too fat, too old, too late, too lazy, too poor, too this, too that, in order to do the things that I want to do. Now, this is something that I had to overcome with my walk across America last year. When I first heard about the walk, I was like, man, that sounds amazing. I wish I could do something like that, but I'm too fat, too lazy, too burnt out, too poor, too this. When really, I just need to decide to take that first step. And that's what I really want to help people with in my one-to-one coaching is you have everything you need to make it happen. It's just about making the decision to make it happen. And it sounds so simple. It sounds so easy when I say it out loud, but that's why I like to walk alongside people as they are making these transformations, making these decisions for themselves. So that is the one-to-one coaching, either the 6 or 12 week package. The next one is the business consulting. And now there's the two methods for that one. There's the general business consulting and the agricultural business consulting. So on the general consulting side, I mostly partner with the Renaissance Center here in Half Moon Bay, where I help Coastside and Half Moon Bay businesses start, run, maintain, and grow their business. Right now, I'm running a business prep course where I'm helping 6 different entrepreneurs, all at different stages, all the way from I'm 5 years out from starting my business, but I need to figure out what I want to do now, to I have been in business for 2 years, but I need help with marketing, to I have 2 ideas. I need to know which one I want to focus on. And I really love that. I feel like there's so much to learn from them, from the room, and really being in that environment where everybody is there for each other, just as much as they're there for themselves. So I really love like these different problems that they come up with and different ways to really help plug and play these methodologies. The other side is more so on the agricultural business side, where I know a lot more about laws, regulations, permits, and just different requirements to help people go from backyard garden to running a farm. And I help out with pesticide compliance consulting. So I am able to do pesticide compliant or California Code of Regulation compliant pesticide handler training, which is very specific to California and growers. But every year people need to do, or growers need to have annual pesticide training for their employees. I'm able to go out into the field and help facilitate that conversation and make it happen. The other thing that I can do is help out with getting into and understanding what is required to be in a farmer's market. I have a 4-week program that I can bring people through to learn, okay, how do I decide what to grow? How do I decide what to do? And how do I actually acquire the permits, the signage, the booth, the this, the that, in order to sell my products at market? As well as some other ideas, including community-supported ag, wholesale distribution, etc. Really just based around marketing and how you present your sales. The other thing that I am working on is doing more continuing education courses for people that have pesticide application licenses. Now, I know a lot of that is very specific to the ag industry, but I really want to focus in on those core offerings to get myself more in tune with the local ag community. I just got onboarded as an advisor with the Small Business Development Center in Merced, so I'm super excited to be working with them. I've already been working with the Renaissance Center out here, and I have been doing some pesticide compliance consulting with a couple of small businesses out here, mostly landscaping businesses that want to add pesticide applications to their service offerings. So I'm really excited about that because, you know, if I'm able to help people make more money, protect their environment, and protect their employees, I think that that is fantastic. So that is the one-to-one consulting or one-to-one life coaching for business owners, entrepreneurs, as well as the business consulting side. If you're interested in either any of those, I do free consults, 15 to 30 minutes, link down in the description. But the other thing that I'm really working on is creating programming where we actually bring people out to different farms in the San Mateo County Coastside, or even maybe down in Merced once I get more established over there. But it's really about bringing people to the farm, getting their hands, their feet in the soil, and connecting back to their roots. It's going to be farm tours where we tour 1 to 4 different farms and really just, you know, what do they do here? Why are they different? Why is this work so important? And what can we learn from it? Even if we're not in ag, if we're in tech or sales or, you know, our ivory towers over at the Ritz-Carlton or whatever, what can we learn from the soil that we can bring back to our teams back in the building? So it'd be these farm tours that start off with the tour in the morning, maybe do some harvesting, bring the food back to a conference center or a room and do some actual transformative and educational workshops. The few that I'm working on right now are really focused around your mission, vision, values, overcome the sabotaging voice, making better decisions in your life, business, etc., as well as just being more present and grounded with your decision making. I think that that is going to be a great way to really connect people in the hands-on physical sense, as well as mentally in that more emotional space. So those are the three main areas that I'm really focused in right now in terms of building up. The other things that I'm doing to make the farm a reality is increasing my own personal network. So the Never Peak Project podcast is going to stay the same as it has been, mostly focus on stories from my walk across the country, lessons that I'm learning on my journey of entrepreneurship, but it's going to expand out. I call it the Within Range Broadcasting Network to the Foggy Farmer podcast, as well as the South of SF podcast. The Foggy Farmer podcast is going to focus in on San Mateo County and area growers, producers, people that are out there in the field making it happen, as well as different industry-specific experts that are kind of across the nation that can help people really understand where their food comes from. So right now I'm in talks with a few different people from San Mateo County. I just sent out a bunch of emails this morning, but that's really just to help me build up my understanding of the local area while also sharing stories with consumers that really do care about this work and material. They want to know what's going into their food. They want to know what's going into their bodies. So I really want to be that bridge to help make that connection from producer to consumer. The other main podcast is the South of SF podcast, which is going to be focused around the community members, the business owners that are here in the San Francisco Peninsula. I really want to focus in on the person behind the mission. So for the consumer side is going to be able to hear from different real estate agents or mortgage brokers, jewelers, insurance agents, like these really heady kind of people where they say, oh, I want to buy or sell a house, but I don't know if it's quite right for me. I don't know who to go with. Everybody kind of looks the same. And on the people that are going to be on the show, their big leg up is they're going to have, 10 to 20 minutes to talk about themselves, really get to the root of why this business and industry matters to them and what they want to create for their business and their clients. So I think that that's going to be a great way for me to connect with more people outside of the coast side and more so in that Silicon Valley, Palo Alto, Redwood City, South San Francisco even region, so that people remember and think of me when they are doing business on that side of the county. So those are the main areas that I really want to focus in on over the next couple of years. One of my buddies, William, and I are actually planning on doing a small farm, either a quarter to a full acre. Really trying to understand these farm incubator programs out here in the coast side. I have a lot of experience. Like, I grew up in ag and farming. I have my degree in it, so I have a lot of experience. But I would really love to get some more hands-on experience out here in the soil, to, I don't know, just up my skills and learn honestly on someone else's dime, rather than William and I get a acre plot of land and then suddenly we have to figure everything out. So I think that'll also be really helpful for once we start applying for business loans through the USDA or local people. But that is the next step, is acquiring some land and actually getting out there and making it happen. We're really going to be focused in on some brassicas, as well as some small livestock like chickens for sure at the beginning, maybe moving into sheep or goats later on. But really, just really focusing on some direct sales at farmers markets and community supported ag boxes. So that is the next step. This is just like the next few years. But after that, it's just going to be keep upping and growing and getting on as an advisor in more places for the ag consulting and business side, getting more people and farms on board for the agritourism and retreats. And that really is what I plan on getting done over the next 1 to 3 years. Next week, and as time goes on, I'll be giving more updates and more information on what I believe are the next steps. But for now, if you want to help out and support, I would greatly appreciate it. Share this podcast with some friends and family as I make more offers, and I'll be talking a little bit more about some workshops that we have coming on, especially coming up in September. The Growth Workshop Series is coming, where we're going to be talking about being grounded in your mission, vision, values, getting past the sabotaging voice, overcoming any kind of doubt in terms of your decision making, as well as understanding your communication style. So all that information is going to be down in the show notes as well. You can sign up now for that workshop series. I greatly appreciate it. I hope to hear from you all soon. But other than that, I got to hop off. Till next week, remember that the best is yet to come, as long as you are willing to make the decision to never settle, never quit, and never peak. I'll see you guys in the next episode.